Okay, speaking to Dean Ferris down in Australia about his ride for next year, MX2 with the Steve Dixon Monster Energy Yamaha team. Dean, you must be pretty pumped about the deal.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. Everything panned out really well and worked in my favour.
What, I mean, last year you started MX1 and I remember speaking to you when you signed that deal and you were really excited. MX1 is really a different animal to MX2, obviously, with a lot of guys going to MX1. MX2's not that deep. There's still a lot of good young guys in there, but it's going to be a lot easier to score some good results, and obviously you need a little bit of luck in motocross, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I was excited to ride MX1 this year, no doubt, and like you said, it's a lot more difficult to class, but stepping down MX2, I'm actually more excited just because I've got a great opportunity with the Steve Dixon Yamaha team. Like, I'm so stoked to be on there, and I think it's probably the best opportunity I've ever had, so really look forward to getting out there next year and showing what I can do, for sure.
The first two rounds are in Qatar night time, so it might be a little bit super crossy. And then Thailand, which is obviously going to be suited to you. You know, it's going to be a bit warmer there, I guess, and also Qatar. Are you pretty excited about the calendar?
Yeah, I look at it, and we're going back to, Mexico, Brazil, being there. A few tracks I've already been to, so definitely excited. And I think... Yeah, like you said, hopefully the first two rounds is going to be warm and hopefully an advantage for me because it's pretty hot down here in Australia. This summer especially, it's going to be really hot. So we'll see, but, excited for the calendar. I mean, really excited for the World Championship and just to be racing back in it. I'm pumped about that.
Yep. Tell me... What exactly, what have you been up to? I mean, have you been over here having a bit of a look around, or have you pretty much just been back home preparing for next year?
After I got injured, I stayed there for another 6 or 7 weeks. I went and checked out the Czech Republic, the Czech GP anyway, Sweden GP, and I just wanted to go there and have a look at the tracks because I knew I'd be racing next year and see if I could learn anything, from the sideline at least. But yeah, then I come back in early August, and since then it's just been rehab with my shoulder and doing as much training as I could off the bike. So just obviously had friends and that to catch up with, and trying to hang out as much as I can. But now I've got the clearance to ride 2 weeks ago, so trying to organise some bikes at the moment, which I'll have by tomorrow, and it's been pretty much wide open lately, just getting back in shape and doing all I can. And I've rebuilt my outdoor track. I had the dozer here for over a week and I was on it pretty much every day, so it's pretty wicked. That's what I've been up to.
Tell me that when you talk about your motocross track, I mean, obviously racing in Europe's a lot different than racing in Australia. There's very few tracks over here that are similar to the Aussie tracks. Do you prepare your training track a little bit to suit Europe, or how do you do that?
I mean, I just went all out on my track and made some really big jumps because I live in a really good area and there's heaps of tracks, but they're more suited to every type of rider, I had plenty of variety, but nothing with really big jumps, so that's what I've done with my track. And also there's a big gully running through it that's always wet and there's always big ruts and stuff, so I guess you could say that's suited to Europe, that bit. But like I said, I've got enough variety in track, so it was I just done what I wanted to do with my track.
Yep. Tell me, next year, I mean, Jeffrey Herlings, he's going to be nearly, without sounding negative, it's going to be pretty hard for anybody to beat him. What's your outlook on next year? I mean, have you thought about the guys you're up against, or have you thought about maybe trying to race with Herlings?
I don't know where I'll be at. I think I'll be fast, maybe Williams is, well, maybe the one of the fast MX2 riders in the world right now. So I mean, if I could like close the gap between him and I throughout the year, that'd be really positive for me. You know, I'm really not sure where I'm going to be against him, but we'll see. And I'm just going to train my hardest over the summer and see where that gets me. You know, I can't do anything more.
So. Yep. I always found when talking to you, I found you've got a really good attitude, a little bit the same sort of attitude that Chad and Andrew had when they came over here in 2001. I mean, obviously mentality and work ethics, it's half the job, isn't it? I mean, how did you get that work ethic? Did you, and that mentality, did you get that from your parents or did you get it from watching other riders?
Not from racing, I don't think. When I grew up, it was just a really tough situation. I was always under pressure no matter what I was doing, you know. Just always had lots of responsibility when I was a kid and trying to make it in the world of motocross. I was always under the gun and, you know, I had to try to prove myself the whole way through without much support. So I guess it came from that, you know, and working hard for me is just no drama, really. It's what you got to do, and I think for any motocrosser or anyone in an elite sport in Australia to actually make it out of Australia, you got to be good, and you got to be able to deal with pressure no matter what sport you're in.
Yep. Tell me, so what's the plan now for the coming two or three months or whatever it is before you hit Qatar?
I need to talk to Steve Dixon, and we'll lay out a big plan. Obviously, next 4 months, see what the best option is. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll go there to test and do the rest of my training here. I'm not sure. So that's all to be finalised yet.
Yep. Okay, Dean. Thanks very much, and we'll see you in a few months.
Yeah. See you all at round one. Look forward to it.